We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, a guy that knows the Browns wide receiving tandem, in my opinion, the best in the NFL, Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry. He knows them both real well. He recruited them at LSU. He coached at LSU, of course, now at Kansas. And he's an Ohio kid. Not a kid anymore, no offense, Coach, but he is an Ohio kid from Elyria, of course. Les Miles with us. Coach, great to have you. We're so excited today.
Glad to be with you. Fired up about the trade. I think Jarvis being there by himself was certainly a very positive step by the Haslams. But having Odell Beckham step in there and their relationship will benefit the Browns and the team's leadership greatly.
Coach, let's go back and talk about the relationship those two had. The bond that these two players had in college is continued into the pros. They talk about each other all the time. They're on social media. What was it like having these two players, and what was that relationship like in college?
Well, there was always the opportunity to compete to one better the other. And Jarvis Landry went into the indoor facility and started one-hand catching. Well, the very next guy to pick up one-hand catching was Odell Beckham. And Jarvis Landry would knock the living tar out of you in a blocking scheme where he had to block. It changed the physicality of the wide receivers and Odell Beckham. So there's a mutual respect for each other. One's not going to be outdone by the other, and they both enjoy the rivalry to compete and compete best.
We're talking with the great Les Miles, who coached, of course, Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham Jr. at LSU. Coach, we've been saying for a while, we've been hoping the Browns would trade for Beckham. And we've talked about the fact that Odell is going to make Jarvis better, as you've kind of referenced already. And the fact that their skills kind of complement each other, if you could speak to that, because it seems like they're a perfect fit to play together.
Yeah, they're different skills. They're both have unbelievably great ball skills. I mean, they can go up in a crowd and come down with it. They believe they can. They're going to, and that's how they play. But there are different football skills. Jarvis Landry's first step is in and out of the break is maybe second to none, and his physicality to go up and get a ball is spectacular. Odell Beckham may be the most elusive ball skills and with speed. I mean, you know, you're going to be able to give a guy an option route, and if he catches it going away from coverage, it goes in the end zone. And I think you'll find that with the rule of not being able to touch him for 5 yards, these two guys are going to have long, very, very successful NFL careers. And I am so thrilled about the Browns. I think they have a duel there that everybody will enjoy watching, and I think they'll be just tremendously successful.
Well, Coach, now you're out in Kansas. You're going to have to get the NFL Sunday ticket to watch the Brownies on Sunday and watch your guys?
Yeah, of course, you're any question, right? Now, you have to understand something. College coaches will not do a lot of pro NFL game watching during the season.
Yeah.
During the season, Sunday is a beautiful day. First of all, you get up, go to church, you get that thing done by about 11:30, and then from 11:30 on, you are grading film, looking at opponents' film, doing all those things. But you got a little glimpse of what's going on in the NFL, your favorite teams, certainly the Chiefs with the addition of Tyrann Mathieu and we're always keeping an eye on guys like Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham, because those are guys that they're my guys, and I just enjoy their success.
We're talking with Les Miles, former LSU coach, of course, now the head coach at Kansas. Coach, when, you know, some of the criticism of Odell has been questioning his character. I have continued to say that this is way overblown. People say he's a diva. I'm saying most professional athletes, I assume, have some diva in them. Who cares? The guy's a great player. What could you speak to his character and the criticisms that he's received?
Yeah, I think he is a. I think individuals do things obviously differently, and I think hair color and being at Cavaliers will just gain another fan. I just think that his off the field things are things that really should not be judged. It should not be looked at. You know, I think it's all within the real quality realm of normal. That's just good. That's, you know what, people better be different. Otherwise, this world's going to be a boring place to live. And I think that Odell is enjoying himself. I think he's, you know, testing some boundaries there. But I got to be honest with you, God bless him. That's the way it should be. And he's never missed a meeting. He never was late for a tape, an opportunity to watch film. He was and is very serious about his profession, and was very serious about his improvement in the college ranks when he was with us at LSU. So I think Odell is, I call him a diva, but just realize that this diva's tougher than nails, and he'll go catch balls, and this diva's going to score a lot of points. So,
Coach, the one thing that you have to worry about when you've got all these talented guys on the offense, is there enough footballs to go around? And how will these guys respond to each other? Like, will Odell and Jarvis be okay? Are they going to be unselfish? Will they put those egos to the side at times? Because clearly, these guys want they want the targets, and they want to have a bunch of catches and a bunch of touchdowns. But what if they don't come their way?
Well, if it's in the game plan, then the opportunity to come their way will happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's only so many coverages, and the opportunity to run a nice little option route, one on one versus man coverage. I mean, when they dial up man, they should concern themselves with Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry. I can promise you that. And then if they're playing zone, which I cover three, I just don't think. I think it's their best chance is rush the passer. That's the best chance they have, because I think you're going to find that Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham are going to be open. And frankly, it's not going to take you too much of a scheme to make sure that one of those guys are catching the ball. I just draw one up, put one in one spot and one in the other, and they'll have an opportunity to make a difference.
Coach, you mentioned before you born and raised in Elyria. We assume you grew up a Browns fan, of course. If you could talk about that a little bit. Also, your thoughts on Baker Mayfield. I mean, the Browns have not had a really good quarterback since Bernie Kosar. Been a long time.
Baker Mayfield thinks he's going to win it all, and I love that. If I could give one thing to every player that I ever coached, I would give them confidence. And Baker Mayfield has that, and I say, go. I say go do the things that he can do, and one thing about when a guy believes that he can win them all, man, all he's got to do is convince some other guys, and then start on the opponents, and it just somehow it can work. When I grew up a Cleveland Browns fan. My father had tickets, and we would go, and we saw the great Paul Warfield and Frank Ryan and Bill Nelson and Jim Brown, Leroy Kelly. It was a great team, and Lou Groza. And I mean, I sat there in the crowd, and I can remember telling my dad, I said, "Dad, can I go down on the field, because they just beaten Dallas in a playoff game, and the crowd was wild." And And he said, yeah, go ahead. And it was a different time. So I jumped over the fence. It wasn't a fence. It was brick. Huh. So it wasn't really a long drop. So as a 10-year-old, I'm running around on the field. And the Browns had just won the divisional title or, you know, just beaten the Cowboys. And who I love now because they employed me and because I love Jerry Jones and that family. But in that day, I was a Cleveland Browns all the way. And I went there, and I went there to find 32. And 32 was, he was bigger than life. Mm-hmm. And I found him. And I don't know that we ever crossed eyes because he was certainly 6'2 or 3. And I was, you know, this little kid. But I felt like that was one of the greatest times of my young life. I went on the field at Municipal Stadium, and I went and saw Jim Brown, and I got arm length to him. Mm. And to be honest with you, I touched him. I just, like, reached out to just kind of to make sure he was real. So now let me just go back. The Cleveland Browns, that team was led by Jim Brown. He was the ball carrier, the tough guy. You know, Bill Nelson and some of those other guys, you know, fulfilled functions. And so what basically is a pre-game press conference lunch. And Jim Brown was there. And I said to him, I said, okay. I told him exactly the same story. I've jumped the fence. I went running to you. And I reached out and I touched you. And I said, what a thrill it was for me. And then I asked him, so, do you remember me? He said, frankly, no. So I enjoyed being a Cleveland Browns fan. I think the dog pound and I think what they got going in that stadium is different than any other stadium. So
that's awesome, Coach. I mean, those memories are what it's all about. We thank you so much for sharing with us and giving us the time. Thank you so much. Best of luck.
My pleasure, guys. Hey, go Brownies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.